Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. Happy Halloween on this chilly day. Peter's dressed, for those of you that can't see or didn't see him this morning, he's dressed as a Knight of the Round Table this morning.
Jesus. That's the best you could come up with?
Yeah. I had a couple other things.
I knew it, yeah. Well, we'll take that one.
All right.
Right now it is Saturday, October 31st, 2020. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Blue moon.
Then a blue moon, that's right. You know, I never knew what that meant, but it's two full moons in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
I always thought it was a real blue moon, you know.
Yeah, you knights.
Right now it is 10:04 a.m. in the morning, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 a.m. out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every week, Saturday morning, from 10 to 11 a.m., live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and you click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is live streaming. You should be all set up. Also, all of our shows are archived at the website. So once again, go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Archives, and all of our past shows are there. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're available. Last but not least, every week, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
And there is one. And it's interesting because a lot of people are saying, because there's something next week. What is it, Pete? Oh, election, yeah. And so a lot of people are saying that after next week that you won't hear anything about COVID. You know, they're making blanket statements. But in this report, they don't mention the pandemic until like the last paragraph. It struck me this morning along with your Knight of the Round Table. But, you know, they go through what happened this week. It was a bad week, bad month, you know, but some bright spots. And then they bring in the pandemic. I just thought it was kind of strange.
Well, unfortunately, they didn't bring up maybe the most important thing, because personally, I believe whoever wins, there's going to be violence in many cities.
Well, and that's why you're dressed as a knight. So
right, exactly. Right. And matter of fact, someone told me that a friend of theirs saw a train come into Buffalo with 100 tanks on it.
So, right, I heard about that. It was on one of the shows, but it was
It wasn't. Okay.
That's how the Army moves them. Now maybe eventually,
there is going to be violence in cities, unfortunately. And but anyway, we have to worry about the market, our financial well-being right now. So give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to call, although we like to talk to people, you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. You can type a question, type a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go first to Wayne in Canada. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I thought I'd get you started. I'm calling from the land of high taxes.
if a certain party gets in, we may have high taxes too. So anyway.
With regard, seeing as you mentioned it, it's my opinion, if my friends in the U.S. vote Mr. Biden in, they're nuts, because you can see this guy is losing his cognitive powers.
Very good.
And
very true.
He's also, and I know he doesn't get attacked on that because the media is mostly liberal, so they're giving him a pass. But if this guy doesn't have a teleprompter, he can't think on his feet. And also, he doesn't appear physically robust enough for all the travel, you know, all the engagements that are required of a president. This guy, he won't last 4 years if he gets elected. And the other thing I'm fearful for, he's going to be nothing more than a puppet for the radicals that are going to be pulling his strings.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is that, you know, I'm not against Democrats. I'm just against radical left Democrats, right? And people don't know what the real agenda is. So here's my conspiracy theory for the day, okay? Mm-hmm. That
okay.
Supposedly Pelosi was getting saying that they're going to try to put a bill through that where you can remove the president from office for
it's the 25th Amendment.
Right, 25th right. Amendment, mm-hmm. right? And she said it's not directed at Trump. No, it's not directed at Trump. It's assuming Biden wins, then they kick him out of office and they put Harris in, okay? So think about that one.
Yeah. Anyways.
well, that's even more frightening, so go ahead.
Yeah. I just have a question regarding, we'll get off the politics.
We better, because everybody gets upset about that.
Yeah. I have a couple of stocks I'd like your opinion on.
Okay.
First one is Qualcomm, QCOM.
Yeah, it's fundamentally, I mean, in terms of their business, they're in great position, no question about that.
123.36 on the close.
Yeah, it's all going to, you know, I mean, the stock looks great. Okay, I think it's a good stock to be in. Do you own it? Are you looking to buy it or what?
Well, I've had it for probably over a year. I can't remember where I got in, maybe around the 80s, I think, but it could have been even lower. I'm not sure. But I sort of always had good fortune with that company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as I say, they're very well positioned in their business right now. And, you know, the potential price target, take it with a grain of salt, on the point and figure chart is 161, which would be very nice. And, you know, it's even the 50 days at around 119, 120. So
right.
So the stock looks great, technically, I mean, 200 so far back, I wouldn't even think about that. You don't want to see it go back to 93, that's for sure.
Right.
And, you know, real support for it's either the 50-day at 120 or further support down at 110. Now, the catch is if our markets really get hit bad, you know, you don't know where it could go to at that point. And if you sell a stock, you pay taxes on the gains and everything in Canada or what?
There is capital gains, but I have that within a
registered
account.
Like, okay.
Registered retirement account, like an IRA.
Yeah. Yeah, an RRSP, which I think is equivalent to your IRAs or 401ks or something like that. It's not taxable.
Well, you know, you're in a good position. What I'd kind of say is, if you want to take your profit, you might do that, okay? And then you could always get back in, you know, because you don't know what the reaction is going to be from our election. You know, if I'm right about riots and so forth, and if it's not decided initially, you know, a lot of things could happen. So you got a really nice profit. I mean, what do you got, about a 50% profit almost? Close to that, right?
Well, maybe not quite.
But close. You
pretty
know.
Good.
Yeah.
And plus the currency conversion works in my favor, too.
Right, exactly.
Converted back to Canadian dollars.
So. Yeah. So,
and
I mean,
you can always just sell a portion, too, just in case.
This is the area where, you know, and it's held up pretty good so far. You know, it hasn't dropped that much. But the area that's getting hit is the risk-on area, and they're hitting a lot of these technology stocks, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the chart, looks great, but, you know, I might consider taking the profit then everything, even if you had to get back in 10 points higher, you know, so what?
Right. Yeah, but probably with this uncertainty coming up, that might be a good move.
Yeah.
Okay. Second one. I won't hold you guys up too long here.
Oh, no, you better hold us up.
Well, this is a stock that's not talked about very often, but it's another one I've had good fortune on over the years, been in and out, always made a profit, and it seems to be taken off a little bit. That's Olin.
Really?
O-L-N.
Boy, that's a shock. I haven't looked at that in years.
Well, I got in around, I think it was 13, 14, like maybe, you know, over a year ago again or sometime, and it was paying a good dividend. And I noticed in the last few weeks, the volume has really spiked up and it had some big price moves. So technically, does it look like it's taken off to you?
It does.
I think it's around 16.
Yeah, it got up as high as about 55. The 18 area. It just pulled back. You know, the breakout of this big base it was building was, you know, in the area it's retesting right now. So technically, it's just retesting that breakout. But, you know, if you want to believe the price target, it's 21, you know, which wouldn't be bad.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
It doesn't move much.
Right, yeah, that's why, no question. And that, you know, that's been the way it's been over the years. But, you know, it's been in the big downtrend for a couple of years, you know, and built a nice base. It broke out of that base. And let me just look at one other thing.
And while you're looking, the big movements in the stock over the last 6 months have been on earnings and disappointing earnings, actually. But, you know, also there was a 10% move on the upside when insiders were buying before the last in July. So that's 4.8% dividend. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Got a nice dividend. And your 200-day and your 50-day are in the 13.5 area. So I think, you know, as long as you stay above that area, you should be okay. You know.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of slow and steady.
Yeah.
And they're also, they own one of their divisions is with guns.
Oh,
guns,
really?
Ammunition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but gun sales are booming. Yep.
Yeah. I forget the company. I don't know if it's, it might be Winchester, but I could be wrong. But
yeah.
But
that's one of the areas.
Yeah. So that might be part of the attraction.
Yeah, and this isn't one. This is not one of, like, you know, the high risk area stocks, you know, and that type of thing. Yeah. So, you know, just watch that 13.5 area. That's about it.
Okay. And the, I don't want you to check on this stock, but I just had a thought. I've got, and this one's a loser of mine, but pays a great dividend now, is AT&T. And
I'm only laughing because I hate that company, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I think I bought it mainly for income, but then the price has gone down. But I think one of your callers, Richard, mm-hmm. from Rochester, I mm-hmm. think he's into AT&T, or was at one time. But I finally figured out why I think this stock is a real dog.
Okay.
And you know why?
Why?
Because it's got four legs and it barks.
Debt load.
No. What's that?
It's debt load.
Oh, yeah.
It's like over $100 billion in debt. Like that's like a millstone. It just can't, I don't see how it can do anything unless it gets rid of, sheds a lot of assets and gets that debt level down, because it is just, it's terrible. I didn't realize that when I bought it, but I think that's the problem with that mm-hmm. stock.
Well, that's one big opinion. Concern, and plus the whole area they're in, you know, is a lot of
competition,
disruption, and competition. You know, so
yeah.
I haven't liked it. I just when Richard called, I just said I wouldn't buy it, but I don't know. Right. I just think there's better things out there. But yeah, it's a great company. Yeah. I you know, just as far as the
it's
stock,
a great company, just, a rotten stock.
Yeah. But yeah, you almost have to treat it like kind of a savings certificate or
right,
bond.
Right, exactly. Something. You know, right. A lot of people, they buy it for the dividend, they're happy. Right. They don't think AT&T is going to go out of business and so forth and so on, you know, so.
Well, I'll let someone else get on the line. I appreciate all your input, and you guys have the best financial show on the air as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And
have
call
a good
again.
Weekend. And
call in 10 call minutes
again.
And tell us the same thing.
Right. If you don't hear anybody, call back.
No, thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate
thanks,
it.
All right, take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat, and you're all set. Type a question. Type a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
But that gentleman from Canada just took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, next.
You just say, ditto, right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. If Biden gets in, I don't know where to hide.
Well, the only hope then is that they don't take over the Congress, okay? That's the only hope. So.
Right, and all these things that if he does get in is not going to take place with a snap of the fingers, a raising of taxes and all that. That's going to happen in a couple of years. So I think there is time to adjust portfolios, but I want it over. I just don't like it over. So.
Well, we'll go back to if they rule him incompetent or whatever, we're in deep trouble if he wins. So. Take it for granted.
Well, I'm going to see how many kids wear Biden or Trump outfits tonight. So I'm in charge of the candy.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that informal study. So while I have my mask on and my gloves and handing out the candy.
So. Okay. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I have nothing against Biden, but I know within the first year we're going to have that Harris in there. That's who they want in there.
Oh, no question. No question.
Even when we had the debates, anytime Trump would talk, the narrator just butt right in. When Biden was making his speech, nobody said a word.
Oh yeah, it's you know, it's sad. You know, you've got a person who may be in the early stages of dementia.
Sure.
Running against the loose cannon, you know, but
right.
Still you're better off with the loose cannon. But anyway, we're done with
the
debate,
politics. Yeah. President Trump deserved to be, he shouldn't have done those
what
things.
What he did, no
you know,
question.
But that's him. Yeah. So what are you going to do? I think the second one was a lot better. He waited and, you know.
But unfortunately, by the second debate, a heck of a lot of people had voted already. So.
Yeah.
So anyway.
What I did, I sold my NIO, most of it.
Very good.
And I just took some money and bought some KeyCorp stock.
Really?
The only reason I did that is because I get my 6-point dividend, 6.5% dividend.
Yeah, it's interesting if they're going to be able to keep that dividend up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be kind of surprised, but I'm not. You know, I never would give advice on whether they can. But you just have to research it yourself. You know, we always say do your own research, but you'd have to do your research to see, because I'm not knowledgeable enough to know whether a dividend's safe or not. You know,
well,
some cases it's obviously not. You know, but
yeah, what gets me is those annual reports. Those officers make so much money; it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the president, the vice president, this one and that one. It's unbelievable.
Now you're sounding like Elizabeth Warren, Tom, who could be the Secretary of the Treasury, according to reports. I think that's not true, but it's been reported all over the place, and she's against people making money. They get paid what they get paid. It's what the market will bear, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, right. I know, but it's way out of line. You look at some of those salaries they get. I flipped that page right off the annual report. But that's my story for today.
Okay. Right. Well, we appreciate
it. I'll have to just stick with my LI now and hope it does something. LI, where is it right now? Yeah,
that's not bad. I mean, it was hanging up very well last week. I was surprised. You know, right now it closed at what?
20?
Yeah, right in that at 2017, it looks
2017,
like.
2017,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, very nice chart on that thing. And it really, you know, didn't react at all. I was watching it, because I've had it on my monitor for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was watching it during the day on Friday, and, you know, it wasn't really bothered very much by the whole thing. You know?
Okay, I'll continue to listen to you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Take care.
So long now.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And now we can go to the chat box.
Okay, Luck and Coffee. That was the company a couple of weeks ago.
Right,
we were trying to think of Luck and Coffee.
Luck and
Remember
Coffee.
Somebody? I couldn't think of it. It just popped up.
Yeah.
Must have been the L.
It's back there in the cobwebs of the brain, and it popped out.
There you go. So first person on the chat box is asking about Apple. They own it. They want to know what the target is. 108.86 on the close. The most loved and behated stock. Right.
Well, it was interesting. You know, these companies that got hit, like, what was it, Amazon and Apple?
The FANGs.
Yeah, they had, you know, except for Google. Google had a good day.
But, Google or Alphabet?
Well, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
But the price objective still at the moment is 162 for what it's worth. And your 200-day is at 90. So it's where to close at?
108.86.
Yeah. So 200-day is at 90. The 50-day, unfortunately, is at 117. So that gets a lot of the professional managers a little bothered, you know, because they do watch the 50-day, you know. It's not that the 50-day is some kind of magic. It's just everybody seems to watch the 50-day, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's below the 50-day. So you want to see it get above 117. I wouldn't want to see it drop to 102, but if you're a long-term investor, as long as 90 holds, you're still okay.
Well,
interestingly enough, my opinion of the whole thing, you know, they're bothered by, what's a company going to say about the future? You know, I mean, what are they really going to say?
Earnings you're talking about?
Yeah, their earnings were great.
Yeah, but I mean, projections are just,
So, you know, the market's been, you know.
And they're not the only one.
Yeah. The market, you know, well, I mean, Amazon was the same thing. They said things people didn't like, you know.
Well, they gave projections.
Right, yeah.
But it was a $9 billion range.
Range, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, so
that means the analysts, Pete, have to go and do some work.
It all depends on what happens to the market in general, really, for Apple. Because once again, these companies are all in the crosshairs, you know. And so watch those levels I gave you.
Yeah, Apple's not, though, fundamentally in the crosshairs like Twitter.
Well, no, I don't mean that. They're in the crosshairs of the risk off.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
And as far as, you know, the government going after these companies, so what, you know. But anyway, I would say that I believe, you know, they were talking about they missed on iPhone sales. Well, don't they have a new iPhone coming out?
Well, that's what it is. Nobody's going to buy the old one.
But nobody mentioned that. Nobody even mentioned
that. I heard it, yeah. I didn't hear it from
anybody. Everybody made a big deal about the iPhone sales being down. Yeah. Also, they just launched that new Apple Plus service or whatever it is. And iPhone sales are going to be booming because they're being subsidized again. All the telephone companies to compete are paying for most of the phone now.
Yeah, for 5G.
So anyway, so we shall see.
So did you give him a target?
What? I did. I said potentially 162, was it, or something like that? Yeah, 162. Okay. And I gave the levels to watch, and you want to get above 117 because then the professional investment managers will be interested, you know.
And that could happen Monday.
Yeah, so there you go.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Well, I have a more conservative target about
122. But this thing's going to be terribly affected by perceptions in the market, you know, of the market in general. Okay. What's up?
How depressing. Person owns Visa, 181.71 in the close, and PayPal, 186.13. They own them. They're looking to add. So why don't we do one at a time, Pete? How's that?
Well, both of them have been under pressure, and I forgot what I read about Visa. Didn't they have usages down or something like that? I don't know. I forgot what it was.
I remember. I'm looking.
They would say, look at it. Something was coming out. But, okay. So if we look at Visa, the 200 days at 190, so it's under the 200 day, not good.
I think Visa was, and I'm going through quick, but I think the same thing. They didn't give forecasts.
Yeah,
and I think that's where people were slamming them.
Well, I'm surprised. You know, people should be more knowledgeable. But anyway,
these are analysts, Pete. They're lazy by nature,
I guess. But it's at 181. So you want to see it back above the 200 day at 190. The downside target, for what it's worth, is 152. And so if you're going to add to it and you intend to stay in it, pick a number, you know, from here down where you'd be comfortable buying again. I would at least, like I say, I'd like to see this get back above the 200-day at 190 and stay above it. So, and, you know, potential support is at 172 and 160, and then the 200-day. Not the 200-day, the and 152, the downside target.
Okay.
So keep those numbers in mind.
All right. What about PayPal?
PayPal.
186.13 on the close.
PayPal. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, these are under pressure right now. Made a double top at 212. 200 days at 153, so that's a ways down. 50 days at 195, so you want to see it back above that level. And downside price objective, almost looks like the same chart. Is that possible? 152 again. I thought I was on the wrong chart.
Yeah.
So, you know, next support is 172, then 166, then 152.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch.
Both great companies. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're great companies, but doesn't mean, once again, these are targets in the sense of they've had big runs. They're up a lot, you know, and if people get nervous about, you know, what's going on and what happens after the election and so forth, you know, these can get hit and get down to those levels I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, Pete.
That's true, but it gives you an opportunity, you know, if you're watching carefully, watch those levels and go from there.
And don't be shocked in the morning if your clock is wrong. Got to move our clocks back.
That's right. Well, that's good. I get back my hour.
There you go.
Been waiting for, 6 months for that? Okay.
The way I see it.
But always do your own research, too, you know.
You're sleeping in the office most of the time.
Okay, let's get going here.
All right.
Is that it? Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Believe it or not, there's nobody on the line. So while we're waiting for calls, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Nobody called during the one-minute break. You had your chance. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat next. And you're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. Type in a symbol. Let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Okay. Person owns Pfizer, PFE. Close at 35.48. And that's it.
And that's it. Okay.
Want to know what you, Peter.
Well, what's he say? He's looking to buy. Oh, he owns it, you said.
They want to know what you think about it.
Well, it's been a somewhat disappointing stock for a while. And, you know, it's been in the downtrend after it hit, what, 46, got down as low as 28. It's back up in the middle of that range. So the best you can say about it is we got a big trading range between 46 and 28, and you're in the middle of that range. So the chart doesn't tell me anything in particular. I mean, it does have an upside price objective, take it with a grain of salt, of 62. But the 200 days at 36, so it's a little bit above the two, a little bit below the 200 day. And the 50 days at 36, so 36, 37 area, you want to see it get back above that. And, you know, for right now, it's still in a downtrend. So next buy signal would be all the way up at 40. But watch those 36, 37 level, if you can get above that.
Right. And there's a merger going on with their Upjohn business with Mylan Labs. So that could be something that's keeping it a little down.
Yeah, it might be.
Are they doing a COVID stock?
I think they are.
I thought they were.
Yeah,
too.
I thought they were too. So.
Or did they just stop?
I mean, it's, you know, to me, kind of neutral to maybe slightly negative at the moment. You know. So let's get back above that 200 day and 50 day.
Well, so. sort of like Viagra. What goes up must come down.
Must come down, right? Jeez. Anyway,
yes.
803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. You know, a lot of people call me, you know, some clients and so forth, and they all say they listen to the show faithfully, but nobody, they don't call. You know, they just listen to the show.
So will some faithful caller,
right. So somebody who
Peter
listens all the time, this is your opportunity.
You know? Right. We get threatened all the time at the office, people.
Yeah, right. Right now, we're going to go to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David, and nice to see you out on this spooky day.
Yeah, very good. I'm scared.
Well, at least we got some sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter's all excited.
Yeah, I had to scrape the ice off my car, but, but anyway.
I don't hear you talk or people call in much about local stocks. I wonder if that's something that you do much trading in.
Not in general.
I have one client that did for a number of years, but since they were such terrible performers, he just didn't.
I gave up.
I gave up, yeah.
I'm not in them, but I wanted to ask a question, a couple of them.
Right.
First one is Moog. Mm.
Yeah. Moog. MOGA, huh? That's what it is? Okay. Let's see if it comes up that way.
I think it's just MOGA, but it depends.
This is MOG.A, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's had a big, big run. And if you're familiar, you know, I've kind of watched that company for a lot of years. And boy, it has wild moves, you know. Goes way up, comes way down.
62.39 on the close.
Has a lot to do with their, aerospace business?
Yeah, they are aerospace.
Yeah. So, I mean, it hit a important resistance area at 69, where it died back in March, and came all the way back to 46, and now it hit that area, and it's coming back to something. Price objective on the downside is now 52. Support first at 59, then next support would be 52.
Okay.
So keep an eye on it. You know, great company. But
yeah, and one of the things with the defense contractors is a lot of times they get contracts, but they're not fulfilled. So you have to watch it, especially if you get an administration that's looking to cut the defense budget. Mm-hmm. So that could be a concern.
So.
Okay, the next one is Evans Bank, which is down now.
Do you know the symbol on that? Is it EV?
EVBN,
EVBN, maybe. Yeah, I was going to do EVB, but EVBN, okay. Yeah, in the good old days, you used to know it from the name of the company. These days, I mean, it's just, you know, it's in a base. You know?
2281.
I mean, you know, from, say, 21 up to 26, 28 rather. 21 to 28, just building a base, building a base. And
pays a good dividend.
Yeah, I mean, for a dividend type stock, I mean, there's nothing on the chart that says buy it, you know. But it's back down by the support, and if you're a dividend player,
5.1% dividend. The stock's down from high 30s, $40 right before COVID.
Right. Yeah. So you know, I would get concerned or reevaluated at say the 20 area, but. Yeah,
I mean, you look at that chart, you look at M&T, you look at a lot of the financials, look similar.
Yeah, so, but, you know, if you're a dividend person and, you know, it's in an area where it might be logical, you know.
Okay. The other, if you've got time, I guess.
Oh, got all the time in the world.
One that I had and I sold, but it's down just a little bit, and that's STOR.
What is that?
Store.
STOR. What is that? The
Store Capital. REIT. Yeah. I think it's.
Stora? Is that what the company is?
No, Store Capital.
Store Capital.
I think it's just diversified.
Yeah.
Our, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it still looks
storage
good.
Storage centers, probably.
Yeah, I'm amazed that it looks as good as it does. You know, it seems for an REIT, it's done okay. And
but it's down from $40.
No, yeah, I know. I realize that. But I'm saying went down from 40 all the way down to 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been going up and up and up, you know. And, and with the REITs, a lot of them are still look devastated, you know. Did you look into this as to what they're in or, you know?
Well, I first got interested because Buffett had bought some of this.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to make sure it wasn't one of these REITs where they're in other things. They're just in this the storage, and I believe. And I called them, and they pay monthly. I believe that. Well, I'm not sure because there was two of them I was checking, but it didn't seem like they had some of the non-affiliated business like some of the REITs.
So what are they?
I think they're storage centers, which is a bit different than a mall.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, the 200-day moving average is around 2565. It closed right almost on the 200-day. Would give a reevaluation if it did get to 25, and strong support around 22.
23. Yeah, their name stands for Single Tenant Operation Real Estate, STOR. So it's single tenant as opposed to multi-tenant.
Right. Yep.
So that's probably why they've acted better.
Yeah. So
okay. well, any kind of tenants, I guess, create some problems.
Now, well, that's true too.
I mean, not only with the COVID environment, but then single tenants, the exception they're giving on paying their rent. So
yeah, they got a point.
Yeah, they've got 99.5% occupancy, 503 customers in 49 states, and 2,554 investment property locations,
really?
In case you wanted to know.
Well,
there you go.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, I mean it looks decent, to tell you the
truth. I don't think this is a local company,
because
they're huge.
This is not in my class of local companies. Yep. I just asked about those two.
Okay. Yep.
Got time for one more?
Sure.
And that's the one that Bill always talks about, MGP. I think it's MGP. The MGM property kind of thing.
MGP?
I think it's MGP.
This is MGM Growth Properties.
Yeah.
2645. I don't know if he's mentioned that.
Yeah, it's, once again, it's had a big run-up since March like everything else. Ran into a general resistance area around 31 up to 34, and is that a short-term support? It's right almost on the 27s, the 200-day. So you want to see it get above that. You get back above that 27 area, and the 50 days at 28. So you want to take out both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, and somebody in the chat box mentioned that Boeing, their issues is a drag on Moog, which is interesting because they do.
Well, that's right. They sell a lot of aircraft.
Yeah, very good. Thank you
parts.
To that person.
Yeah, that's a good point. See, somebody with good research there, right?
Yeah, I was going to steal it myself.
You have to.
It was on the chat box.
You must give credit.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well.
I'd keep an eye on this. I'd keep an eye on it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Happy Halloween. Turn your clock back.
Bye.
Okay. Right now, give us a call. Wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. You're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. First
good morning.
Of all, thanks very much to Jimmy. He does a wonderful job over there.
Oh, don't
he does.
Listen.
He's amazing.
His hat's too big for his hat. He was on WBEN on Friday. He's just everywhere.
Okay, one item, SNAP. Now, today, closed Friday at 39.39, down 283. And back in September, it was 22.70. And I knew it crept all the way up into the 40s, probably because of problems with Twitter and Facebook, et cetera. And also, their earnings were good. Do you think the big drop in the Dow and the NASDAQ was responsible for some of that?
Some of it. I mean, don't forget, this thing had a big run,
Yeah, I know. I think it was down to 12 at one time.
Well, at that, but I'm just saying the recent run, from
20s up to 45, right?
Yep.
Somewhere.
Yeah, 22 to 40, doubled. So it
was $10 in the end of March.
Yep. I mean, it's in the crosshairs.
So that's a quadruple.
In terms of a stock that's had a big run and can be very vulnerable in this market,
Right.
So, I know you never sell anything, but.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well,
anyway, the second item would be about, you won't hear any more about Immunomedics because it's dropped its listing in Barron's today, and my shares were successfully tendered to Gilead.
Very good. Very good.
And the payment landed at Fidelity, although they didn't send me a check. They just put it in my money fund.
Yeah,
which I want to get something for. So,
that worked out very well. Too bad I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
You've been calling on that for what? A couple years, I think.
Well, yeah, I bought it in 95.
So yeah.
25 years. I haven't been calling that.
No, you haven't been calling us since 1995.
But. No, I saw the show. You guys were on 28 years, it said.
28 years going strong.
Oh, yeah.
At least I am.
You guys. You must have been teenagers when you were there. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Peter started collecting Social Security back in 93.
Get out
Wait
of
a minute. He'd be over 100.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's well-preserved. Well, not
Don't
that
forget,
well.
I have a picture, so I know what you guys are look like.
Yeah, that's Photoshop.
Very useful.
Just keep the
very
picture
useful.
To yourself.
It's Photoshop.
That's all.
I keep the folder closed while
right.
I'm on the online.
Yeah, don't let anybody see that.
No. Okay, it's a pleasure again. And,
all right, thanks,
Art. Look forward to having a good week for you guys.
All right, turn your clocks
you
back.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Right now, phone lines open, 803-1520. Heck with the 800 number. I don't know if anybody uses an 800 number. If you're out of town, just do 716.
Or yell.
Right. 716-803-1520. Right now, we're going to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, okay. Sir. How are you doing?
You got your computer working, Pete?
Oh, working great.
Put in VXX. And could you go back a month? What was it at October 1st, 2020? What was it selling at?
It closed at 26.53. October 1st, it was around the same price. I'm trying to hone in
on it. What is it? What is it?
V double X.
V double X.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. And October 1st, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Go by daily chart. Go to October 1st. And it closed at... That's October 2nd. October 1st, it closed at 25.01.
What's it at now?
26.53.
And what was the high?
52 week?
Which high?
No, read the recent, just the last month.
Oh, the last month was back.
It was over 30, right, Pete?
No.
I'm looking at September.
Month.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was September. The highest in September. I'm looking at October. October 2nd was the high. 25.78, and it hit 26.31 during that day.
So what's your take on what's going on currently with all this uncertainty about elections, about strife in the streets, the fact that the VIX really hasn't taken off? How would you, what would be your analysis on that? Because you would think it's a measure of uncertainty. Isn't there a lot of uncertainty under here? Why would not the VIX be higher right now?
Don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't try to figure it out, you know, because...
Would not you think...
It seems like it should be higher, but I think it was, you know, the future volatilities coming into the election had been very high, and actually they came down.
Yeah, I think it's more... Well, I'm probably wrong, but I'm thinking it's more what's going on during the day as opposed to the future.
No.
I may be wrong. I probably wrong?
I think you are wrong.
All right. I'm used to it.
Yeah, but even just this past 3-4 days.
Yeah.
It's been higher. It's been higher the last 3-4 days.
It went up a little, but it hasn't even taken out the September high, you know.
Don't you find that a little bit unusual?
Seems like it.
Right?
It is unusual to me, but I don't know the reason.
It's because they don't expect they don't expect those riots in the streets, and they expect things to go smoothly. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
My point and reason for the call is, I was thinking out loud to myself in the first week of October, and I said, you buy the VIX and sell an upside call. To expire to the Friday before election day. How you not gonna see some appreciation of the VIX between early October and yesterday? With what happened doesn't surprise me. What surprised me is the VIX never showed it.
I agree.
I mean, it's just quite puzzling is what I'm saying.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very puzzling. But it is what it is.
That was just the thoughts, you know.
Okay.
Here's one for you, the KRF.
KRF
is in Frank.
The financial ETF.
KRF. KRF?
Oh, I'm not get. What is it? Knight?
KFR. Regional
okay.
Bank. KF, I'm sorry. That's
it's all right.
Name.
It's all right. KFR. Doesn't even like
yeah, I'm
it
not
there.
Getting it either.
Yeah.
KRF. KRF.
KRF.
Don't have any.
No.
Regional Bank's KRE. I know that, but.
Okay, I'm in the car.
We would have got there eventually.
All right, so what about it?
4115.
Yep.
Okay. The last three, it's been underperforming S&P 500 for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It finally crossed over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With interest rates going higher, I think that's a play.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
When are they going higher, though? Well, we're seeing short term. Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm saying in response to the anticipation of it short term going higher, I think it's a trade.
Yeah, it's good. Interesting. Yeah.
All right, guys. Good show.
All right, take care. Thanks
have
for calling.
Have a good weekend.
We're going to go next to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wasn't going to call, but caller called about store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I called your show a few months ago about it. Told you how I liked it, and I liked it because they are a REIT, but instead of buying malls and plazas and stuff, they do buy individual stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like individual maybe movie theaters or restaurants, and so they've done all right actually. They had a collection rate for rents in August of about 82%, in September 88%, and their collections of rents this past month was 90%. So they're doing well. They're getting
mm-hmm.
money,
yeah.
unlike some others. They just paid a dividend of 30 cents in October, which would be 5.6%. So they're doing well. I bought it around 1950, and when the price target was supposed to be 27. So I've done well with mine. And it seems like a good, solid company and really isn't. Doesn't face a lot of danger like some of them of mm-hmm. losing their income.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bye.
Have
Where
a good weekend.
Next? You too.
Turn your clocks back.
Where are we going?
We're going to Matt in Hamburg.
Matt in Hamburg. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Rapid fire.
Real quick, I'm looking at MasterCard. I do own a little bit. I just bought it recently, so it's had a pullback.
Mm-hmm.
The symbol is MA.
Yep. Closed at 288.64.
Right, and I bought around 320. I was just going to buy some more here. What do you think? Should I wait or?
Well, to me, it looks like you should wait.
I would dip a little.
You would dip a little?
Yeah. It's a great company. Yeah,
right.
I just.
Well, first potential, the downside target on it is 212.
And you're going to get stimulus no matter who wins.
But, your first support area is about where it is right now.
Okay.
And then after that, next support's at 264. Next support's at 248. So watch those levels. I don't think whatever you wanted to spend now, I'd only spend part of it if you were going to do it.
And that's it. When I got my position just a month ago, that was the thing. I'm going to buy a little bit, see what it does.
Right.
And I'd probably put about 25% of what I want to get into.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, so watch about the levels they are between 276 and, say, where it is now, and then, 264 and then 248.
Right. And if it goes up, buy a lot of it.
Right. Then there you go.
Can I get another one in?
Hurry up.
Real quick.
Dollar Tree, DLTR.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about getting into Dollar Tree. What do you think? How does it look?
Take a look at that, DLTR.
Close at 90.32.
Yeah.
It's pulled back a little bit.
Yeah, to say the least.
I'm not a big fan of retail, that's all.
200 days at 87, so it's still above that. So, yeah, I mean, and then support next would be around 85,
Okay.
And below that would be 82. So might not be bad to add a little here. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate the call. We've got 1 minute.
Yeah.
Real quick, the Vic in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning. Trump will win, so don't worry. I'm confident. ADP.
Yeah, automatic data. ADP, ADP, fast, fast, fast. Got it.
Closed at 157.96.
Yeah, good chart. You own it? You're looking to buy it or what?
I'm looking to buy it.
Yeah, 200 days at 146. It's nicely above that. 50 days, 141. So as long as it stays above that, potential price target for what it's worth, 202. Looks good.
Okay, great.
There you go. You got it in two words. Looks good.
There you go. Do your own research now. And watch your 200-day at 146, you know. And, yeah, I'd like to see it stay above that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. And can Trump win?
Okay. Hope you're right.
Your words to God's ears.
Take care.
Might as well bring religion.
Okay, we're at the end of the show. Keep a little powder dry. Happy Halloween. Turn your clock back.
Tonight. Clocks.
And that's it.
Except your phone.
Till next week.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.